Three Dublin men have appeared before a late-night sitting of the Special Criminal Court last night, charged with helping a crime gang murder David Byrne at the Regency Hotel. He was shot dead at a boxing weigh-in by a gang of armed men dressed as Gardaí in February 2016. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, what can you tell us about the three men and what they've been charged with?
Mary, the three men are 64-year-old Patrick Dowdall from the Navan Road in Cabra in Dublin, 59-year-old Paul Murphy of Cherry Avenue, Swords in County Dublin, and 50-year-old Jason Bonney of Drimna Wood in Port Marnock in Dublin. They were all arrested yesterday. They were brought before three judges at a special late-night sitting of the Special Criminal Court last night. All three are charged with participating in or contributing to activity which could facilitate the commission of a serious offence by a criminal organisation or any of its members, namely the murder of David Byrne.
At this stage, have they all been remanded in custody, and do they intend applying for bail?
Well, we heard from three Detective Gardaí from Ballymun last night in relation to their arrests and what specifically they're alleged, the state are alleging against them. Paul Murphy and Jason Bonney are both alleged to have provided the gang or its members with access to separate cars on the 5th of February 2016. That's the day David Byrne was shot dead. Patrick Dowdall is accused of making a room available at the Regency Hotel for the criminal organisation or its members on the 4th of February in connection with the murder. Now, the court was told that the men intend to apply for bail. Mr Murphy was remanded in custody last night and he's expected to make an application this morning. Patrick Dowdall was remanded in custody until Monday. His barrister, Tony McGillicuddy, explained that some work had to be done first before he made his application and that he had medical issues which needed to be dealt with while he was in custody. However, Jason Bonney applied for bail last night, and his barrister, Carl Monaghan, said that he was a person with no convictions, no bench warrants, and was offering a significant amount of money in the case.
And was there a decision given in that application?
Well, we heard from Detective Sergeant O'Keefe. He said the Gardaí were objecting to bail for Mr Bonney and no bail conditions would satisfy his concerns. He told the court it would be alleged that Jason Bonney was part of a well-organised crime gang involved in the murder of David Byrne. He said it was alleged that Mr Bonney gave logistical support to the persons directly involved in the crime by being part of a convoy and transporting people to and from the scene at a pre-arranged meeting point at St Vincent's GAA Club, which is about a mile from the Regency Hotel in North Dublin. Now, the detective also said in evidence there was strong evidence in the case, including CCTV used to track vehicle movements, mobile phone data, and that the vehicle allegedly used by Mr. Bonney to transport the gang was allegedly registered to his business. And he also said the accused's home was quite substantial. He believed he was working as a building contractor and is a person of considerable means. Now, Mr. Bonney himself took the stand and said he could see no reason why the Gardaí would object to him being granted bail. He explained that his wife has worked all her life and she has savings. The court heard he was first arrested as part of this investigation in May of 2016. And when he was asked about Gardaí concerns of witness interference, Jason Bonney said he would be in no position to intimidate anybody. Quote, with my health, I'm not in a position to mix with anyone. However, the presiding judge, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt, said they would need more information in relation to Mr. Bonney's financial circumstances and for the Gardaí to check the financial proposal from his wife as well as the independent surety. So he was also remanded in custody until next Monday.
Paul Reynolds, thank you very much.